We first introduced you to Jeff Brown during 7 Action News at 5. He witnessed a man boldly dumping large chunks of wood from a flatbed along Couch on Detroit's East Side Tuesday in broad daylight. Brown says when he confronted the guy, the man took off. Brown tells us he jumped into action, got into his car, and tracked down the truck. He got a license plate number and called police, but the mess remained on the street and no one had been caught. Taking action for Brown, we did some digging and found Ihor Stakevich, a Warren resident. The truck Brown described parked in the driveway. Wood covered his yard. Stakevich claims he hit a curb and the debris accidentally fell out. It's a little illegal to leave the wood in the street, so what I'm asking is...
You don't have to ask me, and I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way. By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
Stakevich says he was planning to go back and clean up the wood, but only had $1 worth of gas.
So you were saying that you were going back to clean up the wood?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm Mr. Cleanup. Okay. I'm not Mr. Clean. I'm Mr. Clean Up.
Somebody said
I live in Warren, and I'm cleaning up Detroit. Go figure that one out.
But somebody said that they tried to yell at you to come back, and you kept going. And
it
then...
must have been a woman, and I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
While he was quite offensive with his answers, Stakevich maintains he just wants to help people remove chunks of wood from their property.
I lift them all by myself with nobody else's help. Old guys, disabled guys, black guys, white guys, Polish guys, Ukrainian guys, and... guys from Mars also.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
From Mars?
From Mars. Yeah, that's where I'm from, Mars.
You're listening to Books, Beer, and Bullshit. It's the only podcast that has an ass crack on its ass narts. I'm your shitty host, Mr. Frank.
And I'm Mr. Diary of the Mouth, Jeff.
Welcome aboard, my Pepto-Bismol friend.
Yes, what is with this shit today? What the shit is up?
You know what the shit is up? We have not had shit on the shit in a long shit in a while.
What is this, the all shit episode?
Yeah, do you remember the good old days when I'd have to sneak in some shit every little fucking episode? And
yes.
You'd get irritated.
Yes.
Well, I took it away.
Perfect shit story.
I left. I've been leaving it out, and we got to bring it back.
Bring him back to shit. Oh, I'm glad we crack each other.
Yes, we do. So.
First edit.
First edit of the night. You're never safe from the edit, monster. I might cut it out altogether and make up your voice with some cheesy effects.
So, shit episode. Shit episode number 18?
Episode 18.
This episode is brought to you by the letter S.
Shit. No, you know what? Here at Books, Beer, and Bullshit, we spell shit with an X. X-H-I-T. W-X-H-I-T.
Hit.
Hit.
Xyla shit.
I wish I had a little soundboard here. I would be like, leak. Shit episode number 18, number 2 in your heart.
Number 18 program, number 2 in your heart. 2 in the pink, 5 in the stink.
This is becoming Books, Beer, and Sound Bites.
You know what we need? We need like opening act.
We do.
Need someone to warm up the crowd.
Chips enough. Are you listening?
Chips. Spelled with an X.
It's Calamity at the beginning of the show. We're brought to you by Jeff. He said we need to be more cantankerous. That's another good one. We were using SAT words last time.
This cantankerous.
Cantankerous. Can you use that in a sentence? Yes. It was a cantankerous fat camp.
So I hear we have a blog going on now.
Yeah, we do. The Books, Beer, and Blog shit has opened for business.
Nice, nice.
What we're going to do over there is we're gonna get to all the shit. We just, you know, if we record this once, twice a month tops, we're lucky. And at this point, we got a lot of people knocking on our doors. And you and I have a lot of ideas. And you just,
oh, we have many ideas.
We can't necessarily get them all out. And I figured we'd run a blog where we can do interviews that we can't get to.
Oh, I thought we were just going to re-interview everybody we've had on this show.
Will happen, too. we'll have some people back on. You know, maybe we'll get Armand Rosamilia once a week.
Oh, yeah.
A weekly. Yeah, maybe we'll give him a weekly column.
A weekly column. Yeah. On the on the Books, Beer, and Bull blog shit.
Yes, to satiate his
ego,
incurable need for constant attention. We just recently opened up with an interview with a writer named Danger Slater. I read one of his books, loved the shit out of it, thought he was perfect material for the podcast. But at this point in time, he's between books. There's not really anything to bring him on for.
Right. No, he got nothing to pimp.
Right. But I'm excited about him, and I figured, you know, and he needs the attention. He's a young gun. So I'm like, well, I got this now, and we'll launch with a blog. And Danger Slater's interview is up on Books, Beer, and Blog Shit, and it's been doing very well so far. And he's a fun guy. He's perfect culture for us.
So check him out.
Check him out. And the address for our blog
is
booksbeerblogshit.blogspot.com.
It's
always a mouthful.
Always a mouthful.
Always a mouthful.
You want a discount code? Here it is. Chicky, chicky, nucky, chicken, fucking China.
I was just talking about the Chinese shit.
you can save 2%.
2% off at Books, Beer, and Blog Shit. Off of what? Don't know.
2% off the subscription,
right.
Which is free. So if you save 2% on your free subscription, you save 2%.
You know what it's like? It's like you ever see at the coupons and like, value of this coupon is like $0.01 of $1.
There you go.
So if you saved up 1 million coupons, you get a penny.
Right.
Same thing with that. If you read the blog 1,000 times, we will send you a penny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of Danger Slater, he has nothing to do with the book we reviewed this week.
No.
You know who does have something to do with the book we reviewed this week?
Who would that be?
Well, there's three somebodies.
Three?
Familiar. Very familiar to this podcast.
Let's see. One would have the nickname of The Hammer.
What? The Hammer is involved in our book.
One would have a strange name.
He does indeed have a very strange name. And the other one?
A giant pimple. Pussy pimple.
Giant pussy.
Giant pussy pimple.
Pussy pimple? I guess you could have a carbuncle on your pussy. But
why not?
Maybe you've been scooting around the rug too much.
I've been reading too much Bizarro.
Who have been. We've been shoving Bizarro down your throat.
Furious pace.
And we amped it up with our review this week because we've taken on Tall Tales with Small Cocks, Volume 3. There's
three
other volumes.
There's three volumes of Small Cock?
Yes. This being their most recent. And it is a Bizarro anthology.
It certainly is, sir.
So we've shoved some more. We've crammed it in, balls and all, the Bizarro down your throat.
Oh, let's just jump right into it.
Okay, shall
we? Mr. Frank.
Yes.
What was your favorite story of the whole?
Well, there was, I don't know how many stories there were altogether.
I think there was 15.
That sounds about right.
And a couple poems thrown in for, like, spice.
And the book's a very healthy look at the young guns of Bizarro, I would say.
Nobody in this compilation is super well known.
No, not yet.
It's all starting out guys.
Yes.
So you get a taste.
They do rise. As a matter of fact, one of the guys from the first Tall Tales of Short Cocks, Volume 1, is now being published with Eraserhead, who are the be-all, end-all.
Of Bizarro. So. Yeah, that's the big leagues, baby.
Right. So this is the minor leagues, man, and they do work their way up. So you're reading, like, tomorrow's big names today. We're not going to pick apart story by story, but we've highlighted our favorites out of this book.
Right.
Now, one I have to bring up is definitely my favorite, and that is The Devil's Advocate by Matt, and I'm gonna massacre this, so I apologize. Matt Hlinak.
Hlinak.
H-L-I-N-A-K. I'm calling it Norse.
Is it time to yell in Norse?
In a little while. And that one I really dug. It was quick. It was to the point. It's simply like a public defender. Maybe not public. No, it was a private defender hired. It was a hired gun.
Hired gun. A big-time attorney.
A defense attorney who's defending the devil in the American justice system.
Because he was outlawed in a town, and he drove through it and got arrested.
Uh-huh. It was smart. It showed, like, it was kind of, you know, lampoon the American justice system, the laws and loopholes. And it was done real nice, succinct, quick. And I thought it was smart and fun to read.
Awesome. I agree. Good job, Mr. Norse.
You smiled when you're done. What about you? What did you like in this Tall Tales of Short Cocks?
One of mine that I liked was Porcelain Wind.
Porcelain Wind. That
by
was
Tom Bordano.
Bordenaro.
Bordenaro.
Tom Bordenaro. Sounds good.
I liked this because it was just set in such a... It was just such a retarded... Not, I don't want to say retarded. Just such a weird story. I mean, you got a kid running away from home to go take up with a gangster guy. And you got Joe Vomit coming to track him down. And there's raining toilets and monkeys in suits and all kinds of weird crap going on.
Right.
I think this had a little flavor of almost like science fiction, like another planet, another dimension, but not like just like
base alien.
Not like a Cthulhu dimension. It was just like another,
more like a
alternate Earth,
an alternate universe. Yeah,
that one was fun for me to read because I'm like, that's kind of what I groove to.
That was an early story, and that one like brought on the Bizarro. That was pretty hard. Bizarro. That was really wacky. Yeah, that was a pretty good pick.
I mean, come on, Joe Vomit throwing up on people. Like, I'm always going to remember that character, Joe Vomit.
Joe Vomit, for sure.
Total lunacy. It was awesome.
I like that one. I like that one. Now, let me pick out another one here. I know we have a couple of overlappers. Let's go with one of our overlappers here. And, of course, fan favorite of ours, The Hammer, Don Noble.
DF.
He wrote, he has a story in here that's just got a classic title, From God's Ass to Your Mouth. Classic Noble, and it's kind of nice. Like, we know Don Noble's Beer Run of the Dead.
Right.
And this one, he stretches his Bizarro legs a little bit more.
Yeah.
So it was nice to catch that part of his writing.
He pulls it out and lets it loose in this one.
Right. And sort of a simple concept. Like, God grants you a superpower.
Now, take a pick.
Take what do you want?
It did end on a really high note.
It did. You know what I felt like?
There was more story there, yes.
Yes.
There, but, however, you know what? I think in this one instance,
yeah,
and I'm not saying this because I'm like the Uber Hammer fan.
Okay.
All I have to say is he cut it perfectly. He pulled the little thing at the end there.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away.
Uh-huh.
He pulled the little, set the little scene,
uh-huh,
set the stage.
You're right.
And he got out before it got yanked. Retarded.
I like it.
He got out the right time. If you're going to pull the fucking handles, baby, and punch out.
He punched right out there.
Punched out at the perfect time.
I got to agree with you. I like that analogy. That's the brilliance of the guy who brought you My Favorite Girlfriend. Do, do, do. Do, 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 do. That song has been stuck in my head. I can't even tell you. How about you service up another tasty ditty?
I actually want your opinion on this one.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty neat, but I wasn't really sure how neat it was.
Okay.
The Grocery List by Arthur Graham.
Oh, yes.
I thought that was a pretty weird-ass story. Like, I had no idea where it was going, and it was one of them things where I wanted more, yet I didn't. It kind of had me like, holy crap,
right,
and that's enough.
I'm with you. Now, we said there's so many stories we're going to highlight our favorite ones, four or five. I had a whittle. This was definitely one I was on the fence about highlighting. So I agree with you. I dug it. It had me until like the end. The end, it seemed to like...
Let's just set it a little bit. Now, it's a guy, he writes...
Plays,
but like, they're really shitty plays. But yet, he wins this award, and the people have him, that he won the award from, have him in the store, and have people come in and go, here's like a bunch of random products, put them in order that you think represent his play.
Yes.
And like, if you didn't do it right, they like beat the shit out of you or killed you or whatever.
Really weird things happen.
And then they get like chased out of the store with his like third grade teacher. And then they end up in a treehouse with her like jerking them off.
Yeah. Essentially, they do like a reality game show in a supermarket. But I don't think the supermarket knows it's going. They're doing this very covertly. It goes like acid trippy.
Right, it's kind of like two Bizarro stories
like,
in one.
Well, where they drop acid, because all of a sudden there's like a 40 fucking pound penguin,
yeah,
and they're in a treehouse and getting, and it's like, what? Whoa! I think it was good.
Yeah.
I was on the fence about it, so I'm glad you brought it up. It's definitely discussion worthy. Let me see what else. Did you enjoy one I had here called The Lycanthropic Air Conditioning Folly?
No.
By John Conrath.
No, that was...
I picked you. I dug this for what it was, but I figured you wouldn't like it for the same reason you weren't quite on board with Sloughing Off the Rot. Too much pop culture.
Yeah, I got to admit, I hit the eject handle on
this
one.
Yeah. I dug that. I thought it was, spoofy satire on infomercials, product placement.
Yeah, but I got to admit, it just kind of like...
It's still too pop culture-y for you.
I found it to be just like even hard to follow with all the pop culture flying at me.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I got the plot.
Yeah.
And I understood it, I think.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't have made my, top 10 list.
Uh-huh. All right, what do you got? What else are you liking?
I wanted to ask you what you thought of the Strange Ones story.
Kevin Strange.
The number one story in the book, so I wanted to see what you thought of it.
Okay. It was a very laid-back feeling for Kevin Strange. He can be very weird. So this one is a little more grounded. Wasn't my favorite piece of Kevin Strange work. I didn't highlight it. I didn't hate it, but I didn't highlight it.
I thought it was interesting because it starts off like Kevin Strange Bizarro.
Yeah.
With like, I woke up and like, fucking guys with like sword hands and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely classic.
Like, you get like a bunch of pages of that. And then it totally like shifts gears again. These stories do a lot of gear shifting.
They do.
And it goes off into this sci fi, you know, VR gangster stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
The only other one I really think we need to discuss was the paperclip one.
The paperclip gangster. That was good. The Fabulist, the Senior Engineer, and the Paperclip Hustler by Douglas Hackle. That was, I would have to say, that was the most bizarro of any story in this.
And I happened to enjoy that. I thought that one was a fun read. I'm not exactly sure why. I think maybe it was the pacing
to the story.
I think it's a credit more to his writing than to maybe the story as is.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, to refer back to our blog interview with Danger Slater, I found this guy, Douglas Hackle, has a ton of street cred amongst these bizarro writers, young bizarro writers.
Well, I can see
why. A
lot of
them love him. And they've said, like, Danger Slater is like, just his prose is so perfect.
Yeah.
And what comes out on the page is like, he just doesn't miss a beat. And he's like dead on. Now, I want to touch on one last story here. I'm surprised you didn't get into this one because I really dug this one also. And it's Mergangs of the Titanic by Etienne DeForest.
You know, that was kind of weird.
Gangster mermaids.
Gangster mermaids riding dolphins.
Yeah, and they're like going through like different
the Titanic,
sections of the Titanic.
It was kind of like a Menace to Society on the Titanic.
Yeah, it was a cool twist on the mermaid mythos.
Only thing I didn't get with that story,
and
it's probably just me being a jerk off,
is
how are dolphins getting down to the Titanic?
Oh, look at you.
They got to breathe.
Look at you.
Yeah, I know. Call me the critic.
Well, something I never thought of, but it's a point well taken. Of course, what are they doing mermaids in the story, seeing as they don't exist?
Right. Dude, I'm just straight up, I'm being a dick.
I'm with you.
And that was the one thing that stuck out of me that I didn't like.
Uh-huh.
I was like,
You're allowed it.
Dude, ride some manta rays. Something cool. Not fucking pussy dolphins.
Yeah, that'd be, those are slick black Cadillacs.
Yeah, man.
Let's real quick. I know we didn't highlight it in either of our things, but he's a veteran of the show. Lance Carbuncle's story. It's always about the monkey. Did you have an opinion on that one?
The monkey grinder. Okay.
The monkey. The what do you call him?
The organ grinder.
Organ grinder.
Yeah.
And he keeps saying how awesome he would be awesome if he just had a fucking monkey.
That story was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I gotta admit that I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
That was cool. If I just had
one of the few stories
monkey.
That sort of had like just a solid ending to it.
Right. And it's just like the monkey just turns on him.
Yeah. So Lancey fucking comes through again. Okay. So there is our little highlight of the stories. There's more stories in the Tall Tales of Short Cocks, Volume 3. And I mean, what is there to say? It's a nice,
you know, one of a
look at bizarro fiction.
One of our constant listeners said that we should recommend some beginning bizarro stuff.
You know what? We do kind of get into the bizarro. This anthology, any of the ones in the Tall Tales with Short Cocks, is a good place to start because, like I said, it is a nice slice of everything there kind of is going on. And these are the young guns.
Right.
So if you can get into this, you can kind of ride these guys. If you want to start out some bizarro light, probably one of my favorite bizarro books is called Island of the Super People by Kevin Schimmel. That is a nice, light, not off the rails bizarro story. It's basically a story of, like it says, an island of super people, and they're like not your typical superheroes. They're like an actual species. They're a species, a creature, and they just happen to look like superheroes, and they have superpowers and stuff like that. And people go to this island like Jurassic Park to visit the super people, and it's like a college master's program. A group of them go there to like study the super people, like an anthropology sort of study. And they sit around and like try to immerse themselves, like Jane Goodall and the gorillas and
gorillas in
superheroes
in the mist.
There's super villains too on the island, and it's great because they don't talk to one another. They talk in actual like comic bubbles. So when they want to say something, this balloon comes flying out of their mouth, and then people can actually read what's on the balloon.
Nice.
It's really cool and inventive and bizarro, and it's not off the rails, hard to follow, and. If people want, that would be my top recommendation if you want to start getting into that.
I would have recommended probably Zombies and Shit, because it's zombies and it's something you know, and you get a taste for like the debauchery,
yes,
of Bizarro,
right?
Where you're still, but you're still getting like a zombie story.
The characters are Bizarro,
yeah, you know, and I think that's something that you could stick your toes into the water,
yeah,
and not be too put off.
Especially if you're a zombie or horror fan, that's a great place to start. That's Carlton Mellick.
That is. Yeah. If you could roll with that, you could probably roll along. So
both excellent books, one way or the other.
Yeah. If you just want a taste of what it is.
Sure.
Without being completely off-put either by the story or the content of the Island of the Superheroes isn't probably like getting fucked in the ass by...
No, it's not even like that. Right. It's not even. It's a good question. I like that. Yeah, start there. Those are the best recommendations I can think of.
So, to wrap this up, where can our constant listeners pick up a copy of this?
The Tall Tales of Short Cocks, as always, is available on Amazon for the unbelievably, stupidly cheap price of $2.99.
$2.99? How can you pass this up? It'll entertain you for a couple hours for
$2.99. This is where you need to be reading, man. You need to be reading these young indie
publishers. For me, that's like $1 an hour.
Yeah,
it's like $1 an hour.
There's no loss. Even if you don't like it, you've lost $3. Who gives a shit? It's Rooster Republic. We didn't talk about that too much. They're the press on this one, and they're definitely another young voice in the indie publishing scene, in the Bizarro scene, and just like Strange House Books, they're going to be one to keep an eye on. I mentioned it again, Danger Slater. He's coming out. We interviewed him on the blog. He's coming out with a book under Rooster Republic later this summer. And we're going to have Danger on, man, because he's a cool guy. And we're going to talk a lot more about him and Rooster Republic and Bizarro fiction. We're going to give you a break from the Bizarro until then.
Yeah, thank you.
We got to bleed it out your system. All right. What do you say we move this bitch along? Time to move on to the beer, but something's grabbed my attention here. It's a magazine or a newspaper full of mugshots.
It's mugshots all the way.
From the Carolina?
Yes.
Is that Lindsay Lohan on the cover?
No, that's...
Look out, here I come. See her story on page 6.
The Charleston crime. No, they're mugshots. They get released to the public. Let's see. It's before they go to trial. It's just when they're booked.
Book them, Dano. Woman pulls gun at Walmart because clerk wouldn't honor her dollar coupon. A Wesson 38 special. Interesting magazine. You brought this back from your trip in North Carolina? South Carolina?
So, yes, it was $1.
You got to pay $1?
Yes, I couldn't pass it up. Yeah, I mean, how could you not?
That's some interesting Carolina mugshots.
And it's great, too, because it came stapled.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even, like, look through it to see what was actually in there.
Right, you actually had to buy it before. Or make a real effort.
Yeah, but it was, like, right on the counter, so.
Well, that's different and interesting.
Yes, I know.
You know what it makes me want to do?
What's that?
It makes me want to scream in French.
Je suis sale.
J'ai besoin d'une bière de douche.
Je suis sale.
J'ai besoin d'une bière de douche.
Je suis sale.
J'ai besoin d'une bière de douche.
Je suis sale.
I just want to say douche.
Douche.
I like to say douche.
Douche.
Why? Why have we returned to this podcast? You dirty fucks have brought me back some French beer. What do you have for me, Frenchie the Frog?
In this episode, we have Blue Moon Vintage Ale Collection, Impulse. It's a wheat ale brewed with the jus of Cabernet Sauvignon grapes.
Cabernet Sauvignon? Grapes. I thought this was books, beer, and bullshit, not that books, wine, and bullshit.
I know. Why would anybody go and put perfectly good wine into perfectly good beer?
I will now wine. Why must they put beer with the grapes and the Sauvignon? It is making me sad.
It'll make your taste buds sadder in a moment.
I am Frenchie the Frog, your sommelier. What kind of shitty beer can I interest you in tonight?
How about some wine beer?
Very good, sir. It's a beautiful choice. Can I open it for you with the bottle ranch? This is
the bottle cap.
It would appear to have a 32-point crown on the cap. That's not anything for my bottle ranch.
It has aluminum foil, the foil around the bottle cap.
Yes.
Do you think the bottle wrench, the drop forged stainless steel beauty, will be able to handle all that?
I do believe that my drop forged bottle wrench has a nice sharp leap on it.
and it will act like a gutter. There are two types of gutters in this world. There's the battle range, and there are suicidal people. I, for one, would like to commit suicide before drinking this shit. Frankie the French Frog is about to open this bottle with the bottle wrench. And if you too would like to open bottles like a crazy Frenchman and save 15 francs on your Frankie French beer, then all you need to do is enter the promotional code
BBBS show.
Yes, and you will save 15 francs, or at least percentages of your francs, off at thebottlewrench.com. I will open this bottle like a filthy French person.
It will cost you your cheese, good sir.
What you have to do is you have to squeeze her under her lips. Oh, they are so tight and so sticky. But if you just keep working on her and you tell her how sexy as she is, and you want to look into her ass, eventually you will break the seal and take it off so nice and clean. There it is for you.
Should we let it breathe, Frenchie the
You always
Francois
like to let
frog?
Your wine beer breathe first before you're going for a signature sniff. Okay, so let me treat you to a little sound of the French, as we like to say. I like to make love to this music. You may pour at the wheel, sir.
I shall.
Ooh, it's already red, and as we know, this is bad.
This is not a good sign.
Yes, Frenchie's gonna check out. It's hurting my voice. Oh yeah, right away. Looks like Cherry Coke, Dr. Pepper.
Actually, it looks like store brand. Cherry, black cherry soda.
A black cherry soda, that's a good analogy there. It has a very fizzy head like a soda.
Yes.
Not looking very beerish.
No, I don't. This doesn't resemble beer at all.
Yeah, even that's weird head for wheat beer. Why don't you go ahead, sniff that bitch up. Can't with this fucking music.
Glad I bring something to
the show. Yeah, I gotta keep talking so I don't hear this crazy shit. Go to Spotify. Look up Dominique. She's a French nun. Playing with the fun begin.
I can't believe you don't know this song, but that's okay. You know, this smells exactly like what you would think it would smell like.
Wine and beer?
Yeah.
I can't think of what that would smell like.
Oh, well, when you give it a sniff.
All right, here we go. Oh, shit. It smells like fruity beer.
You got your wine and my beer.
Yeah, somebody fucked up.
It's like the dregs of the evening. Let's pour it in a cup.
Yeah, yeah. It's leftover shit. Okay, shit, my pants. This is so good.
Wow. All
right,
shall
There's
we?
Nothing to do but do what we do. Unfortunately.
So, just to recap.
Yes.
It's... Looks like black cherry soda.
Right.
And smells like someone dumped their wine into your beer.
That's pretty accurate. It's a very unassuming looking drink. It smells like fruity beer.
Yeah. I mean, this may not be horrible.
No.
It just may not be
wonderful.
Wonderful. Only one way to find out.
Dominique.
I find that to be off-putting.
It's flat.
Really? I had a tingle.
You know what? I thought there would be more flavor.
I thought there would be more beer taste.
It's like neither is strong. It's not a strong beer and it's not a strong wine taste.
I think it tastes more winey.
Do you? I think it tastes more beery.
I got the beer on the backside.
Uh-huh.
But up front it was all grape juice.
It's very grapey, yeah. Not even winey, like grape juicy.
You think so? I find it to be bitter on the front and bitter on the back. I mean, a very interesting fizz.
It's closer to soda.
I don't like this.
No. This is
I'm not gonna throw up from this. I'm not gonna pretend it's
This is an up
horrendous thing.
Coming trend.
Yeah, that's
You're
why
we're seeing more and more of this beer wine on the shelves. I don't know why.
I honestly don't know anyone.
There's nothing spectacular at all whatsoever about this.
It's lackluster. And the flavor hangs around, too.
See, my thing is it really tastes like a soda. I don't taste it.
You know, it's kind of like... It's kind of like you get a wine aftertaste.
Sort of.
And you kind of like get a beer aftertaste.
As I'm
mixed together.
Bringing the glass up to tip it, the smell is wine, but when I taste it, I taste the beer.
Three sips was enough to me to satisfy my conclusion that this is bad.
Yeah.
It's not throw up in your mouth bad.
No,
but it's just
I would not
unenjoyable.
I can't imagine that wine drinkers would like this.
No, and I can't imagine that beer drinkers.
And I can't imagine that beer drinkers would like this. So it's not like a meeting of the minds and two great things. I think you're better off leaving those two worlds separate.
When, you know, trying to satisfy everyone, you satisfy
no one.
I forget what I paid. I paid like, I think I paid like $7. It was on sale.
That's
like
not
10.
Too bad.
I mean, you know, it wasn't a ripoff like the last beer.
Sure.
I don't see a place for this in either the wine drinker or the beer drinker's repertoire.
Nope.
The whole thing is just off-putting to me.
Yeah. It doesn't work. You're better off keeping them separate and just having your wine drinkers and your beer drinkers.
I'm not even going to diatribe on it. I'm just going to say, I drank it.
So you don't have to. So that takes care of the beer, but not entirely.
Not all the way this time.
That's right, because we got a new sponsor.
I know. I'm so excited. I can't stand it.
This is a very unique product.
It is. It is a necessary.
We stumbled upon these guys, really, because you were filthy.
And I needed a shower.
You stunk to the high heavens. Jeff, you stink. You need a shower. And you were all like, I want to finish my beer. I was like,
just open it. What do you want me to do?
I was like, dude, haven't you ever had a beer in the shower before? Hey, nothing like it.
I find it to get hot
in
the shower.
It does. Your beer gets warm quick.
It heats right up.
You know? And then sometimes you can get confused, too. You know, you get your pud in one hand. You get a warm beer in the other. You start stroking the wrong thing. That's a mess.
I would imagine it would be. You know what else that I don't like?
What?
You know, you're in there taking a shower.
Yeah.
You got your beer.
Yeah.
And what happens? Get a little soap in there.
Soap in the beer? Sucks.
And then the whole thing, like, goes... Fizz is out of control because, like, I guess the soap reacts with the carbonation.
And you don't know what's head and what's soap.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just fucked your whole beer over.
It's a mess.
You know, and finally,
I said,
there's a solution to these problems.
I've got to find a way to keep this beer cold in the shower. There is something.
They had a plan.
It's brilliant.
It's ingenious.
It is. You know, necessity is the mother of invention. We needed a fucking cold beer and a hot shower. And you know what?
Hot balls, cold beer.
Uh-huh. Mother Nature invented the Shaquli. That's right. The Shaquli is the one, the only, one of its kind, never to be reproduced ever again.
Trademarked and patented.
Beer Cooley. Is that what they're called?
Koozies.
Beer Koozie. Specially designed for shower beer.
Nice.
This is your standard classic foam beer koozie.
That sticks to the wall.
That sticks to the wall of your shower. You know what you do? It comes with a target, the Shaquli target. That is the key.
The launch pad.
The launch pad. It comes with the launch pad. This is the key. This is where the magic happens. Everybody knows the koozie. You're not going to reinvent that.
You're only making it better.
The brilliance of the Shaquli is in the launch pad. This is a round target that sticks to your wall upon which you mount your one-of-a-kind Shaquli koozie. Wash your pits, pluck it off the wall. Wash your knees, pluck it off the wall.
No soap in there. No,
this is gonna hold
hot,
your beer.
Steamy beer. It's going to keep it cold also. And
cold
it's going to keep it out of the range of that nasty soap.
Yeah, that's the most awfulest thing in the world. That will ruin a beer shower every time.
Every single stinking time. I haven't had a sober shower since this arrived.
I haven't gotten out of the shower. This is the first time.
You could be banging on the door. Come on, it's time to get out. What the hell are you doing there? I'm just like... relaxing with my beer. Ice cold beer. I would actually, if it was me.
From God's mouth to your ass. Is that how it goes?
If it was me,
yeah.
From God's ass to your mouth,
yes,
I would buy 6 of them.
Well, let me tell you something. It's not going to be a problem because we are now partnered up with the Shaquli.
Listen up, constant listeners. This is a life-changing product.
It is. It really is. You're never going to have a hot beer and a hot shower again. And to entice you
to try
this product out, we're going to give you us Books, Beer, and Bullshit, coupled with the Shaquille, just like the Shaquille koozie couples with the launch pad. We've coupled together and brought you a special discount. I don't know if they're going to be able to handle it.
Can you handle a constant listener?
They can barely control themselves.
I hear the rumblings.
They can barely control themselves over 15% off a bottle wrench.
Shaquille, 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 Shaquille.
But now, 15% off a Shaquille?
Uh-uh.
No.
Nope.
17% off a Shaquille?
Shit, no.
18.3%?
Wouldn't even fucking pay attention if it was.
20%!
The full 2-0?
The full 2-0. 20% off your order of anything at Shaquille.com.
What other products does Shaquille have?
The Shaquille.
Well, that didn't work out so well.
No, but what they do have is...
Shaquilles.
Black Shaquilles, purple Shaquilles, orange Shaquilles.
It's a rainbow of Shaquilles?
It is a plethora of Shaquilles.
Pink?
It's a pink.
There's a pink?
For the lady in your life. And you know what? They have a special offer. They have a special 3-pack.
I could buy 2 3-packs and have a whole 6-pack in my shower?
Yeah. Bang. Man. All around you.
I'll run out of hot water before I run out cold beer.
You might be able to tile your bathroom with Shaquilles. You know, this is nice, too. If you go to the Shaquille.com, they have extra launch pads. Because, you know, sometimes kids are in the fucking bathtub upstairs. I'm not waiting for the kids. I need a beer now. Stick it down in the guest bathroom. Extra launch pad. Maybe you have, like, an outdoor hot tub.
Yeah, fucking, you're definitely going to need one out there.
You're totally going to need one out there. You don't need your beer falling in a hot tub. It's the worst thing in the world.
No, man.
Jesus, you talk about a beer, cold beer getting hot quick. Right away in the hot tub.
Oh, yeah. It's over. No, none whatsoever.
So, get a 3-pack. Order up some extra launch pads. Well, here's what you do. You're going to go to Shaquille.com. Order what you need.
Shaquille.com. Shaquille.
Put your order in. When you go to checkout, they're going to ask you for a promo code.
Yes.
Exclusive. Books, Beer, and Bullshit. Promo code BBB20.
BBB20.
That's right.
BBB20.
BBB20.
BBB20. Say it with me, people. BBB20.
Get yourself 20% off your order at Shaquille.com. You can't beat it. You can't top it. And you ain't going to find a better offer for a Shaquille anywhere else.
No.
They sell these bitches on Amazon. You know what? You ain't putting BBB20 on Amazon.
No way, dude.
Fuck the corporate giant.
Yes, fuck Amazon.
To the man. Shaquille.com. BBB20.
Do you all got iPhones and crap? Not me, but everybody else does.
Yes.
Get on there right now. Order one up. Change your life. It'll change your life forever.
You don't know how liberating it is.
How many people need a little something in the morning? Getting ready for work.
Yeah.
You want to take a shower, man. Have a nice cold beer in there.
That's right.
Be in the proper mood to greet the day.
Love it. Shaquille.com.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, not at all. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. I would just like to publicly,
yes,
on the podcast, wish Courtney,
yes,
a happy Mother's Day. And
uh-huh.
Thank her for being such a good mother to our daughter.
Uh-huh.
And I would also like to wish my mother,
yes,
a happy Mother's Day.
Well, that's very nice. Since you put me on the spot, I'm going to wish a happy Mother's Day to Streaker Whore Joy and my mother, both of whom do not listen. All the mothers out there. There are mothers that do listen.
Yes, that's my mother does listen on occasion.
Yes. We do have a nice female population of mothers.
Well, I was just on Yahoo.
Yeah.
Just on the answers thing.
Uh-huh.
So what I wanted to do, I think this would be pretty cool.
Okay.
There's a question.
Okay.
I need a name for a troublemaker.
A name for a troublemaker?
Yes. I'm writing a book, and I need a name for a young male character who often gets himself in trouble. I want the name to be a bit different, something you don't hear every day. Thanks in advance. I fear we could answer that question.
So it's a troublemaker for a book.
Yes.
A kid.
A young male character.
Young male character.
Shall we answer it?
I should love to answer this question. Billy the Whippersnapper O'Doul.
That's okay.
Does he need a nickname?
I was thinking we should call him
Don the Hammer Noble.
Jughead.
Uh-huh.
Noble.
Jughead Noble. How about something really, like, evil? Like Adolf? Pot.
Adolf Pot?
Paul.
Adolf.
Paul Pot.
Paul Pot.
Edi Amin.
Whippersnapper.
What if it's like it
call him the Cracker Jack Kid.
What was a bad
name? How about Titus?
Titus is a bad name.
Titus.
It's got to be Scottish. Titus McGinty.
Titus McGinty. That's pretty good.
Titus McInerney.
Nah.
Titus Grumpelfeld.
How about Phil Asio?
It's a Helma Kraken. Enos Chowderberry.
Cletus Cleft Palate.
Octavius.
Octavius.
Octavius. Painy, painful balls.
Octavius, two times.
Come, Ock.
Call me Ishmael.
Ish. Hmm. Ishmael Platts.
Oh, Platts. That's a good That's a good last name. We just need a first name to go with Platts.
Herman Platts.
No, Herman is like goofy, dorky. We need some troublemaker.
Horatio Platts. Alistair Platts.
Alistair Platts hyphen Finkelstein.
The third.
Okay, what was that again? I'll answer the question.
Alistair.
Alistair Platts.
Platts. I haven't used Yahoo Answers in quite some time. I didn't even know it still worked, to be honest with you.
I answered the question 6 years ago.
That sounds about right. I think I answered some KISS questions to someone's liking. What is KISS meets Phantom 2 supposed to be like? I want to know. I thought the first one is so awesome, and I'm not a movie person. And the best answer was me. KISS meets the Phantom 2, or more specifically, The Return of the Phantom, is essentially a comic book series, not a movie like the original. Dark Horse Comics. I don't even know this now. I answered it.
I answered one. Is Phosphorus the red black end of a match which lights up? I think I answered. That is a good question. I know that white phosphorus is way more unstable than the red kind on matches. That's the difference between strike anywhere and strike on the back matches. Strike anywhere is tipped with white. But that really wasn't your actual question, was it?
I answered one. Somebody asked, why are mean people in the world mean? I was not chosen as the best. The best answer for this one is that they are born that way, or the like someone and they be mean to them, so they want no. That was the best answer.
That was the best
answer. That was the best answer. My answer was, because they are mean, had these people been nice, they would not be mean. Why don't we ask a question? I'm going to ask, is Tosh racist?
Yes, that's a good,
is that a good
question?
That's
a good question.
Right.
Hey, there's a good idea for a giveaway. Put it up on Yahoo Answers.
Yeah.
Ask a question. Whoever gives the best, whoever gets voted on the best answer wins. That's a good one, though.
That's a good idea. It's a good idea.
Although I don't think anyone actually uses Yahoo questions, but hey,
probably
what the
not,
hell?
Except for us. We have put it out there.
All right.
Why is Tosh so friggin' racist?
Awesome.
We're going to find out the answers on the next episode of Books, Beer, and Bullshit. So this week...
This episode,
son of a bitch, we reviewed Tall Tales with Small Cocks, Volume 3 by Rooster Republic Press. Highlighted a bunch of good young writers in the bizarro fiction in that anthology.
We gave you a preview of the up-and-comers.
Yes, yes. Then we tried out some wine beer.
Which was neither good nor bad.
Nor wine, nor beer.
Nor wine, nor beer, nor anything, in my opinion.
No, it was forgettable.
Like this episode is.
Yes. And finally, we bullshitted about...
Nothing.
Yahoo Answers. And the
weak.
Shikuli.
And the Shikuli. So...
It's a slow episode.
Sorry to bring in the Shikuli on such a...
That's right.
On the downer.
We have bigger plans. Looking forward... A while ago, we said we have a special guest, you know, hyped it up.
Right.
And what happened was the hurricane hit and lots of problems, and we kind of fell out of contact with that special guest. We have reinitiated contact with that special guest.
The channels have been reopened. The
yes.
channels of communication have
the
been
lines
reopened.
Of communication have been. We are back in contact with our special guest.
All right.
That commitment still stands to come on this podcast.
Right.
We're just trying to, you know, get the schedule right.
Work the details.
This is a very busy person. It's going to happen. Here's what I'm going to say.
That'd
to make
be
sure
awesome.
The guest comes on, we're never going to get this guest.
No.
Because if I say they're going to be on, they're never going to come on.
No. That's why we can't say their name, because they'll never come on.
That's right. We're going to go SEAL Team 666.
That's something a little different.
We wanted to hit on the war stuff that Jeff is so into.
But we can't quite get away from the horror. Next beer, who knows?
Yeah.
We'll work on that. And
come back next episode. You're going to find out the answer to why is Tosh
so friggin' racist.
Racist. Until then.
Thank you, constant listener.
Just a good old boy never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, yeah, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
Oh, how's it now?
Shakuli like a pimp.